Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
lifting hands, and
our
favors.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just...
Hello and welcome to The Reality of the Creator. I am the co-host, Woody Abdul-Karim, and we'd like to thank you for listening today. Today's topic on The Reality of the Creator blog talk show is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. Your host is Shahid Shabazz, and we will bring Mr. Shabazz, Brother Imam Shahid Shabazz, on shortly. And again, we thank you for listening. We have a robust show planned for today. And the topic again is Ramadan, a month of purification and spirituality. Imam Shahid Shabazz gave me a few lecture notes on this topic earlier. And I'm sure he's going to bring a lot of those details to the show today on how the Quran came down and how it was given to us and why it was given to us, the purpose that Allah chooses to reveal his books and his messages, and how he decides and how he chooses, which is always the best way. Of course, anything Allah chooses to do is going to be the best way. And then it's our choice to follow or to ignore. And of course, we as believers choose to follow. So I'd like to bring on the host of the show, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Can you hear me pretty well?
Yes, I can.
Okay, alhamdulillah. I have a little echo from your side. I'm not sure if you're on a speaker or on a headset, but I'd like to just bring you on, and again, welcome to The Reality of the Creator, and today's topic is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. Bring to you the host, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and all the audience, and that translated into English, people means may the peace blessings and mercy of Allah, the Creator, be upon not only you all, but his whole creation. Ramadan is the month in which Allah revealed the Holy Quran, and Allah say this month is better than 1,000 of our months here on earth. So this has great meaning. This has great significance, and I want you to think as you hear this talk today about night and day. And the significance of night. When you think of night, you can look it up in the dictionary. You think of night, you think of darkness. That's one word. Then you think of another word, ignorance, or absence of light. So we're talking about a world 1,400 years ago that is likened to the world today. It was void. Most of the people in the world have forgot their creator. And they were committing all kinds of horrific things like they're doing today. And it was called an age of jahiliyyah, spiritual darkness. And people had no spiritual life. They had no God consciousness. They had completely forgotten the Creator. And then religion, they was worshiping all types of idols. And the biggest idol that the people worship, most of the people 1,400 years ago during the life of Prophet Muhammad, is the same idol that they worship in the day the most, instead of worshiping the true Creator, unseen, Allah, eternal Creator, the one and the eternal, itself. So Allah says here, bear patiently with me, if you will. I'm coming from the Quran, the word, direct word of Almighty Allah, and on Ramadan. And I want you to bear patience with me, if you will. And inshallah, the will of Allah will get put this message in the Quran that Allah says here. First of all, Allah says here, O ye who believe, this is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse Ayat 183, O ye who believe, fasting is prescribed to you, as it was prescribed to those before you, that ye may learn self-restraint, fasting for a fixed number of days. But if any of you is ill or on a journey, the prescribed number should be made up from later days, days later. For those who can do it with hardship, it is a ransom, the feeding of one that is indigent or poor, you see. But he or she that will give more of their own free will, it is better for them, and it is better for you that ye fast if you only knew. Ramadan is the month in which was set down, Allah set down the Quran as a guide to humankind, also clear ayat, signs for guidance and judgment between right and wrong. So every one of you who is present at their home during that month should spend that month in fasting. But if any is ill or on a journey, the prescribed period should be made up by days later. Allah intends every facility for you. Allah does not want to put you to difficulties. Allah wants you to complete the prescribed period and to glorify Allah in that Allah has guided you, and perchance ye shall be grateful. Allah says, when my servants ask thee concerning me, Allah, I'm indeed close to my servants. I listen to the prayer of every suppliant when they call upon me. Let them also with a will listen to my call and believe in me that they may walk in the right way. Permitted to you on the night of the fast is the approach to your wives. They are your garments and ye are their garments. Allah knoweth what ye used to do secretly among yourselves, but Allah turned to you and forgave you. So now associate with them and seek what Allah have ordained for you, and eat and drink until the white bread of dawn appear to you distinct or clear from its black bread. Then complete your fast till the night appears. But do not associate with your wives while you are in retreat in the mosque. Those are limits set by Allah. Approach not close thereto. Thus do Allah make clear Allah's signs to people, humans, beings, that they may learn self-restraint. Now, that was beautiful. That's the whole key to Ramadan. It's to teach us self-restraint. You see, Allah says all good come from him, Allah. And Allah say all the bad that happens in this world to people individually and collectively come from themselves. So now, Ramadan gives us an opportunity for a whole month, to abstain and restrain from self-desires, our self-desires, which are false and evil, wicked. And if you go into this month with sincerity, and with good in sincerity and good intentions. Allah says when you complete this month, He will bless you to be just like a newborn baby born in the world. He'll give you back that pure heart that He created when He created us as a baby in our mother's womb. He put some of His real spirit in our hearts, and that made our hearts pure and good and all pure. And this is what we want to get back to. Look at the world. But the key to change in the world is changing yourself. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't even worry about Mr. Donald Trump. You got to change and make your contribution as an individual. You know, to change this world by living a just and righteous life and abandon, giving up the lifestyle that you want to live, which is evil, and that's everybody, starting with myself. I follow my own desires, I go into evil. And the more you follow your own desires, the deeper and deeper you get into the bowels of the evil of the hellfire. So this month is an opportunity that comes only once. Every cycle of the new moon coming in. So people, understand that the Holy Quran brought the world back to spiritual enlightenment. That's why it's called the night. Allah revealed His Quran in the night of power. I did want to say this too, and you can elaborate on this, Brother Kareem, if you want to. Night of power means this. We know as true believers that Allah have all power. So the world without Allah, their creator and their life, people, we have no power to do right. We can't do right on our own. So power, all power comes from Allah. If you want to do anything, I was blessed to break a red brick when I was in martial arts. I didn't think I could do that. And my teacher, master, he told me, he said, "You're not going to break the brick. Don't be afraid." He said, the power to be, they call it the chi in Chinese language. I think that means spirit. He said, "The spirit within you is going to break that brick. You're just going to hit it." But he said, "The first thing you got to do is clear your mind of everything in the world." He said, "And when you are no longer conscious of anything in the world, then you hit that brick from the power in you and in your spirit." He said, "You're going to go straight through the brick." And so he said, "Just concentrate and hit this brick in the center." And he said, "Because the spirit in us is the power in the human being, not their flesh." And so when I hit the brick, I just tapped the brick. And when I tapped it, it split in half. And I was like, came back to my consciousness that I'm in this world again. And I was like, wow, I did it. But it won't me. I ain't claiming no power. So this is a problem. And the coronavirus or whatever I want to say too, and then I'll close out for now. It's a result of the deeds of the people in the world. Allah says the generations in the Quran, their evil deeds came back on them and destroyed them. And Allah said the results of the evil that this generation is doing, He said the results of their evil deeds will soon come back on them and destroy them. So this ain't a disease that Allah has put on the people. This is a disease that the people have brought on themselves by their disobedience to their creator, by their ignoring His signs all in the creation and in their own creation, ignoring. They know no man didn't create them. They know no man didn't create the sun, the moon, the stars, the ocean. Everybody know the creator. But like the brother just said, He give us a little freedom of choice to choose good or bad. That's your choice. But you know, there's consequences for either one. good, you get good for good, doing good, you get good consequences. And for doing evil, you get evil consequences. Assalamu alaikum for now.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for listening to The Reality of the Creator. That is Imam Shahid Shabazz. He's your host. I am your co-host, Abdul Kareem. And today's topic is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. Of course, most of the callers usually are very familiar with or are Muslim. And of course, we have some that are not Muslim, but are very familiar with Islam. So, of course, Ramadan is highlighted for us as a month where everybody knows it as that's when the Muslims fast. You know, that's when the Muslims fast. But, you know, our fasting is not just staying away from food. And that's why this topic is a little bit more broad and more detailed, because that purification, that spiritual enlightenment, we're fasting from all the things that take us away from the remembrance of Allah. So even though things are legal to do, like eating, you know, being with your wife, things like that are legal to do, they're not legal during the month of Ramadan from the morning prayer, which now is coming in around 5:20 or so, 5:25, depending on where you are in the country, till the evening, you know, till the night prayer, which is around 8 o'clock. The early evening prayer. So we don't eat during that time, but also we try to purify ourselves and spiritually lift ourselves by trying not to get angry, by trying our best not to be deceitful or do anything that takes us away from the remembrance of Allah, by purposely forcing ourselves to remember Allah more often in every single thing we do. And then the fasting part of it just is a reminder, is an additional reminder of us, for us. And it, you know, kind of weakens your body a little bit when you're not eating. So it calms you down a little bit. And this is the total essence of our fast during the month of Ramadan. So it's more than just fasting or staying away from food. But like the Imam mentioned, the night it came down, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, that the Quran came down, that's when we received this guidance from Allah. And when the night is so great that we celebrate that entire month, but it is the pure proof of what is good, the clear proof between right and wrong is the Quran. That's like our criterion between what is right and what is wrong. So it takes out all of our opinions of what is right and what is wrong, because we can go right to what Allah says is right and what Allah says is wrong, right? I mean, people will come up with their own opinions, their own interpretations of what is right and what is wrong, what is good and what is bad, what is correct and what is incorrect. But if they want to know, if we want to know what's correct, we can go to the owner's manual that Allah gave us, which is the Quran. It's our owner's manual, right?
That's right.
Right? Somebody from the Stone Age sees a Lexus pull up in front of them. They're not going to know that that's a fancy car that they could drive around the country in. They might, you know, think that that car is a paperweight, you know, to hold down some leaves or something to hide behind for shade. Or they might think they could get inside of it and sit comfortably to sleep. They might think it's to sleep in. But if they read the owner's manual, they would know that that car is to drive. It's actually a car. And you can use it to go from this town to the next town. But if they don't know and they don't have an owner's manual and they just see their first car, they never saw a car before, they get in those comfortable seats and go to sleep. Hey, this is a bed. But the owner, Lexus, whoever made the car, would tell them, hey, this is not a bed. This is a car. Oh, really? What do you do with it? You drive. They're like, oh, well, we just like to sleep in it because it's comfortable. This button here, you turn it on, it gets cold. So when we slaughter animals, we just like to keep our food in it and keep it running. Because they would come up with all sorts of things based on their knowledge on what they think they could do with that car. But the manufacturer who made that car would give them an owner's manual and say, this is exactly what you need to do with this car. This is the purpose of this car. And if you find other uses for this car, good for you. But make sure that they're according to what we created this car for, what we made this car for. Because if you just use this car as a paperweight or as shade, then you're wasting the use of this car. If you just park it on the sunny side and you sit down on the ground on the shady side and say, hey, this is a movable tree, it's good for shade, then the manufacturer would say, listen, I'm not condoning your use of that car for that. You know, that is an ignorant use for that car, because what it was made for is so much more than that. So when we have a Quran and it has so much deep intellectual meaning, so much guidance for us as human beings, and we don't choose to invest our time to find out every little detail that we can about this great book, the Quran, then we're wasting our time. And the month of Ramadan is a reminder for us to not waste your time. We're encouraged to read a portion of this book every day during the month of Ramadan, which, by the way, will probably start next week, Friday. So we're encouraged, and we would be foolish to just use the Quran as a paperweight or to sit on a shelf or, you know, to not investigate the guidance given to us by the Creator, the owner's manual given to us by the Creator of the worlds on the most auspicious night, the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, which was so great that we celebrate the entire month that this book was revealed. The Quran was revealed. So, alhamdulillah, that's just a small tidbit. And that if I used Quran, it would just be the first, Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, that would just be the first ayat in Surat al-Baqarah, which is, you know, just one line that said, you know, the month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind, clear proof for the guidance and the criterion between right and wrong. And it's there for those who believe, right? For those who believe in Allah. So of course, if you don't believe in Allah, then the Quran is just a paperweight. If you don't believe in God, or, you know, you don't have any faith in the Creator of the heaven and earth, then the Quran is just another book on the shelf. Just like a cave person would see a car and say, hey, this is just for shade and sleep. Meanwhile, the thing is capable of taking you 90 miles an hour clear across the country on a tank of gas. But you don't know that because, you know, you're steeped in your own beliefs. So we ask Allah for guidance. We ask Allah to protect us from our own beliefs that are incorrect. And we look for that guidance in the Quran, which is the owner's manual given to us by the Creator of the heaven and the earth, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say Allah because that's the name that He taught us in the Quran. You want to say God, you want to say Jehovah, you want to say, you know, the many other names. Those languages may or may not be great, may have some great meaning to them. But since Allah chose Allah to call Himself, and we choose that to call Him because we know it must be superior to all the other choices because Allah chose it for Himself. And that's how we look at the Quran. It must be superior to every other book because Allah gave it to us. The verbatim word of Allah given to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, and then He gave it to us. And a peace and blessings be upon the Prophet Muhammad. Then He gave it to us human beings to, you know, dissect it and read into it and translate it into all our other languages so that we could all try to understand and gain nearness to the Creator of the heaven and the earth. And this nearness is only going to be through the purification and the spiritual enlightenment in the book. So I just wanted to say all that. And we have a robust switchboard today with many callers. And Imam, if you didn't have something else to add at this point, maybe I can go through a caller or two. I know I see Sister Isla on there. I'd love to have her as the first person if you didn't have anything else to add.
No, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Many callers on the switchboard. I'm going to try to get, you know, to everyone at least. If you want to mention your name or where you're calling from, if you don't have a statement, that's completely fine. Of course, there's some folks that are regular callers that do have things to say, and there's some regular callers that never ever say anything. And we welcome and encourage and appreciate you calling in and listening. But of course, Sister Isla, who is the real co-host of the show. Assalamu alaikum, sister. Can you hear me?
Walaikum Aslam. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
Aslam alaikum.
You just got me thinking so much that I almost don't know which direction to go in. So I'm looking at the situation today, of course, with the virus and all, and it's because of man. Instead of choosing the right guidance, he chose to choose his own guidance, the guidance of Allah, his creator, which was given to him in a book, clear direction. He chooses to do what he wants to do. So he's reaping the results of his choices in life that he has chosen through this virus that's going on. It's a reminder. We remind to him, you know, that he is not God. He is not the creator. And that what he chooses for himself is not the best, but the worst. And so he's reaping the results of that now. His suffering with the coronavirus because of his rebelliousness and his choices in life that he's made.
Alhamdulillah. And that's what we seek guidance for in Ramadan, to protect us from those bad choices, because they could lead us to the wrong destination for sure.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So thank you, Sister Isla, and we will, of course, try to bring you back a little later on in the show. There's several other callers on here. Imam, did you want to say anything before I just check with maybe two or three more callers?
No, sir.
Okay. There's a few in the 313 area code. I know usually that we don't get comments from, but I just want to give you a choice if you want to. And that 313 area code, the number ends with 1960. If you want to say anything, what's your name and where you're calling from? Your choice. You don't have to share if you don't want to. That's totally fine. We appreciate having you on the show. But if you want to say your name or where you're calling from, if you have any questions or anything on Ramadan that you'd like to add, we'd love to listen. Yeah, okay. Also in the 313, there's a 1273 number. If you have a comment or a statement in the 1273 ending, what's your name and where you calling from? Well, again, thank you for calling and being on the show. Let's go across the country a little bit to try the 614 area code. I'm not exactly sure where that is, but there's a few 614 callers on here. This one ends with 7186. Would you like to say your name and where you're calling from if you have any comment?
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Aisha Love. I'm calling from, I'm originally from Ohio, but I'm in California now. I just want to say thank you for the topic of the program, preparing us for Ramadan. Ramadan is a great time. That's when I embraced Islam, so I have very good, fond memories of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. So I'm looking forward to it, and may Allah help to heal all of mankind, heal all of humanity, help us unite as believers. There's just so much you can say in regards to this topic. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, Sister Aisha. And we appreciate you coming on the program and encouraging us to recognize the greatest importance later on this month. Allah say, the Quran is better than 1,000 months, and that's close to around about 85 years old, if you were something like of that nature. But the message is this: really, there is no time in Allah's world, and Allah letting us know that we're on. We've heard when I was growing up, and now that I've been blessed to be in Islam for about 46 years. I've been blessed to understand it. They and my mother and them used to say, we're living on borrowed time, meaning that if you borrow something from somebody, they're not giving it to you now. You borrow their car, they let you borrow their car, and you go back. to get the car. You got to get them back their car. You can't keep their car. So it's the same way with us as human beings in this world. We in this world only for a temporary time, a short time. We got to leave. But most people, beginning with most Muslims, and we can see it in this conduct of most people and in this virus too. You got to choose right. In other words, Allah, he have created us in his righteousness. And I want to read this hadith or this saying of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad said, righteousness is good character, and sin is that which wrangles in your heart about what you do not want people to know. So you don't want people to know as your sin. We're taught that if we make a mistake, we sin. We're going to sin because we're human. We're not perfect. But Allah says here, his messenger, his prophet Muhammad, goes on to say, who said you have come to ask about righteousness? Yes, I answered. He said, ask your own heart for the answer. Fatwa, the answer. Righteousness is when the soul feels peace and the heart feels peace. And sin is what creates restlessness in the soul and rumbles in the bosom. Even though people give their opinion in your favor and continue to do so. That's all I want to say at this time.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, you are listening to The Reality of the Creator. And today's topic on this blog talk cast is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. A month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. We know that the Quran came down on the night of power, which that night was in this month of Ramadan. And the Imam talks often about how when it came down at night, it was a symbolic thing also because of the darkness of the night. And we were in spiritual darkness. We were, you know, not in the light of guidance. You know, mankind was kind of running wild. You know, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, had left, was off the earth for 600 plus years. And as like children do when their parents leave the house, after the first hour, they may behave themselves. And after the next few hours, they may start to get a little bit free. And then they'll go to the kitchen and cook a meal. And 2 days later, it might be, who knows what kind of chaos might be going on in the house. Okay, 600 years after the last prophet before the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, left, 600 years after he left, mankind was in a spiritual state of darkness. We had gone off the beaten path. They said in the Kaaba, there were 200 plus idols, 300 in some narrations plus idols that they had, that they would bring from all over the world, and just that they made out of sticks and stones and dates and whatever they made these idols out of, and they would pray to them. So man was in ignorance, spiritual darkness. And so the night of power is it's an additional symbolism of, you know, it comes at night to bring the light, to bring the guidance down to the people.
That's
right? Alhamdulillah. And it's a healing. It's a healing. It's a it's a purification. It's a healing from disease, diseases of the heart, spiritual diseases.
Right.
You know, diseases from where you might think you're superior to somebody and you're not. Diseases from where you might think you know it all and you don't. Diseases from where you think for some reason you are you don't have to follow the guidance that Allah has given you. That word, slave of Allah, Abdullah. Slave of Allah, that doesn't belong to you because you're too, you know, you're good now. You're a human by any means. I mean, you have an education, you have a home, you have a car. You must not need guidance anymore. And we could reflect that back to how foolish our children would be if we left them home alone. And by the time we came home, bed hadn't been made in a week, and the refrigerator was left open, and they were just, you know, eating Cheerios for dinner and steak for breakfast, you know, it would just be like, listen, let me bring you guys back to what the reality is. Let me bring you back out of this ignorance that you've been running around here with and bring you back to guidance. And that's what the Prophet Muhammad came with. He came with guidance from spiritual darkness. He came with guidance from to purify the hearts of mankind, because they knew they had to worship something. But those sticks and stones that they were making, turning into idols, they would have an idol to travel with, an idol that they prayed to before they went to sleep, a separate idol that if somebody was sick. Allah didn't create all of that nonsense. You don't worship anything but Allah. And I know Sister Isla mentioned, and I know we have several callers, so I'm going to check on you guys in just a second. But you mentioned this virus, and this virus is we're going to cure ourselves, or we're going to relieve the damage that this virus has done to us, not through ignorance, not through everybody just doing what they think is right, but through intelligent guidance. We need
That's
doctors.
Right.
I'm not sure what kind of doctor Dr. Love is, but we have plenty of doctors out there that could give us guidance, educated, correct guidance on how this virus travels, what to do. So everybody's not doing their own thing, because if everybody just does their own thing, we fall into ignorance. We fall into pure ignorance, and then the virus takes over and kills, you know, 100 times more people than it needs to, right? And we would, the same way, you know, the intelligent person would talk to someone who has the knowledge to find out, hey, how does this virus spread? Oh, you mean I can get it from touching the doorknob 3 hours after somebody else touched the doorknob? Yeah, sure. You mean if somebody coughs or is talking to me too close? Yeah, sure, you can get it that way. So when you educate yourself, you know every single way that this virus can spread and how you can communicate it. And even if you don't know, bring it to somebody else that you love and harm them, even though you're not harmed. But that's through knowledge. That's through education. That's through using your brain and then going to the people who know and asking them for guidance. You know, you walk into the store, you see some people, they just don't care. Maybe they're young, maybe they're strong, they don't have any compromised physical systems in their body. So who knows? They could just be what they call super carriers of this thing. And they're just grabbing shopping carts, no mask, no gloves, coughing, laughing, touching everything in the cereal aisle. And that type of ignorance, then they go to their grandparent, or they go to someone else who may have asthma or some other compromising, and I don't know all the terms, but compromised system, and they pass on a disease that would likely kill that person. Meanwhile, they didn't have an effect, so that would be from pure ignorance. So we will do everything to find out about this virus, and not to communicate that with Ramadan, but just as a symbolism, our Lord, the creator of the heaven and earth, has something much more great in store for us, much more grandeur in store for us. For us to not find out everything we can about what our Lord is pleased with and what our Lord is not pleased with is absolute ignorance. So to have the Quran just sitting there and just as a book and not read it, not ask anybody, hey, what does this verse mean? Not read the tafsir, not come to shows like this or go talk to other imams to find that spiritual guidance is a waste. It's like a donkey carrying a ton of books. And the donkey doesn't know what's in the book. He's just a donkey carrying a ton of books and on his back. And in the book, there's a cure for cancer. There's a cure for world hunger. There's a cure for every disease. But the donkey doesn't know it. He's just an ignorant, just carrying a bunch of books. To him, it's just weight. It's just a ton of heavy books. And that's how we are. If we don't use Ramadan to seek this spiritual enlightenment that this book has, that the Quran has, we could ponder on just one chapter of this book, and we could ponder on that for the rest of our lives and still leave something to chance. So it's important for us as humans, knowing that this short time we have here on earth, whether Allah blesses you with 20 years or whether Allah blesses you with 100 years on this planet earth, we would be nuts to not use this time to find out what in fact pleases him, because he told us, without guessing, and what in fact displeases him. Because we don't go and guess how the coronavirus spreads. We don't just guess. I can't see it, so I think I should be fine. That's what you use for your guidance. You think you should be fine. That will cause you to either kill yourself or get somebody else killed from the virus. And with this Quran, killing ourselves or ruining ourselves or not being successful would be finding ourselves on the day of judgment, having had a Quran on our shelves for most of our adult lives and not having read it or sought the guidance in it and just gone by our own opinion and have been wrong. And because we were wrong, we don't get any of the blessings that the Quran could have given us, and we don't have a successful ending, which we're asking Allah to protect us from not having a successful ending. So we want to use this month of Ramadan to purify ourselves, return to Allah. And that's the beauty. That means we can do it. It's not something that's possible. It's not pie in the sky. When you say return, when Allah says return, when we return to Allah, when the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, says that these difficulties that we go through help us return to Allah. That's a successful thing. From any challenge that we have, any test that we're given, if it brings us closer to Allah, we are successful. And that return, when you say return, that means you've done it before. You've been there. We're ready to return to the masjids and pray, but we can't because right now the coronavirus can't let more than 10 people be in the same room and masks and gloves, and it's just too difficult. And you can't turn Muslims away from the mosque, so the mosques are closed. But when we say we're ready to return to the mosque, it's going to be easy because we've been there before. So now when we go back, that means we're going back to a place that we're used to. And when you go back, you can see the flaws that you didn't see because you were there every day. So you didn't see, oh, that wall is kind of, we should repaint that wall. Or, you know, there's a little, there's a noise in the floor over here. We should stretch out the carpet or redo this or redo, because you're going back to a place that you were better than you were before. Better than you were because you missed it, right? You're married. You haven't seen your wife in a long time. You go back, you see, you miss her. You miss him, your husband, right? You go back to a place that you love. So when Allah says return to him, that's because we were a lot closer before. And then just like after Esau left, the people got further away. After Jesus left, the people got further and further away. And after hundreds of years, they were just in complete ignorance. So the Quran came down to get them out of that ignorance and enlighten them, enlighten us all the way to this time, 1400 years later, to enlighten us and bring us closer to Allah. And the month of Ramadan says, hey, since last Ramadan, we were real close, but we've gotten away in that course of that year. We started praying not so on time, and, you know, we got looser with our lips, and, you know, we started getting more comfortable with being alive and being human, and we got too far away from Allah. So it's time to humble ourselves and return back, and fasting humbles you. Fasting is just one of the things that makes it easier to remember your Lord, because you're taking away something that we're used to doing, having a glass of water in the middle of the day. That's normal. Allah says, nope, you can't have that glass of water until this evening. That makes you remember Allah. So we ask Allah to get the reward of this Ramadan, to help it bring us back in a spiritual sense closer to him, to purify our hearts from all the dirt and disease and chaos that we built up through the year since last Ramadan. And we look for this opportunity, especially with this coronavirus thing going on, we look for this opportunity to earn blessings, to spiritually uplift ourselves from where we were before to a place nearer to Allah. And that's what Ramadan is all about, and that's what we seek out of it. So I just wanted to say that. And of course, bring Imam Shahid Tabaz back on. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. The topic today is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. Imam Shahid, did you want to say anything? We have several new callers. I just wanted to check on one or two. And obviously, if you want to say anything, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Go ahead on and bring on any guests if we have a guest.
Inshallah, inshallah. But just a few numbers, and some I know usually don't comment. So, I'm just going to. There's an 804 number here. It ends with 5610. And I believe this is maybe a caller from California. I'm not sure if you have a comment. What's your name and where you calling from? 804 number ends with 5610. Did you have any comment or want to say your name? Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for listening. We definitely appreciate you coming in. And hopefully if you have a question later, you can feel free to, I think if you just push the one, it lights up on the switchboard here. I'm kind of new on the switchboard. There's a few callers. So I think if you push the one button, it'll light up and like a hand raise or something. So I could see if you have a question or a comment. But I just wanted to say those words and hopefully Allah blesses the words to be guidance, and my ears are closest to my mouth. So I listen first, and it belongs to me, goes to me before it goes to anyone else. But of course, I seek the blessings of Ramadan and getting closer to Allah during this month. And I pray that I'm able to fast the month of Ramadan. I should be able to. And I pray that I receive the reward from Allah for that. I think it's Brother Larry, and I have some 919 callers here, but of course, I want to go to a regular guest and give you a chance to say hello and see if you have a comment in the 919 area code. Brother Larry, assalamu alaikum, and welcome back to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam. I just want to give my greetings to the imams here on the radio show, and of course, the listening audience. I appreciate you, brother, reaching out to me week, but I wasn't able to come on. So I want to thank you for that. I have no comments. I just listen in.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, brother. Thank you for calling, of course. And I believe if you have a comment later or you hear something that you want to comment on, like I said, I'm pretty sure that you could hit that number one. And it would light up on the screen. And Sister Isla, if you're still listening, I know that I see your number on the switchboard. If you could hit the number one so I could just see what it does, so I could kind of, know what to do. Okay, I see. When you hit it, it brings you back up to the top. Okay, I follow exactly. Sister Isla, I'm going to bring you back on, and then I'm probably going to bring the good doctor back on from the 614 area code, and a few people now have hit that number. But Sister Isla, I just wanted to say assalamu alaikum again and see if you had anything you wanted to share.
Oh my gosh, brother, you are doing such a beautiful job of reminding the people of who they are and their purpose for being on earth, just to serve and worship their creator and to always put him first. Beginning with prayer, and that's another thing. We have taken prayer out of our lives. Prayer, as again, beginning with the schools, even you don't pray anymore. I remember when we were coming up, we had to say a prayer in the morning when you woke up and prayer at night when you went to bed. Nobody knows what prayer means anymore. And I won't say no, but most people, I should say.
That's right.
So that means they don't have God in their life, that they took prayer out of their life because they're not seeking his guidance, his help, and his protection. And this is a result of the chaos in the world that we have today. It's a result of that. And as you say, we need the purification in our hearts, and we need to go back to the guidance that's given to us when the Holy Quran was sent to us from Allah during the month of Ramadan. So it was given to not just any particular people, but to all mankind, all human beings.
That's right. Exactly.
And this is a time for a man to question himself and consider where he is allowing within his heart and within his soul and ask himself what he can do to have conditions to make it better, that it's a better world to live in.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, sister. You want to bring on the sister from California?
Alhamdulillah, yes, alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sister Isla, for that. enlightenment. And yes, she had her hand raised. So this is Dr. Aisha. I just wanted to see if you had a comment, if you wanted to come back in, if you had a comment or something else to share, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much. Sister Isla, always good to hear you and your comments. You make things seem and sound so easy to do it because it's so clear. Islam is so clear. And when you speak about it, you bring it so clearly. Like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was told, deliver the message clearly.
Yes.
And some of the notes that I took, I mean, with everything that everybody is saying, I wrote down a whole page of notes, and I know I won't be able to get to everything. The brother had said he didn't know what type of doctor I am. I have my doctorate in natural health sciences, so more preventative than the cure. And Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to say that the preventative is better than the cure.
Mm-hmm.
Islam mm-hmm. is the cure, but it's also the preventative.
Ramadan,
the word, the Arabic word of Ramadan, is circulated around heat. Heat.
That's right.
Ramadan, heat. So fire mm-hmm. purifies the sins.
Right.
And so this is a wonderful, wonderful time. Somebody said something to me the other day, and it was just phenomenal. And what it was is that, and I forgot about this, and it struck that chord, like, oh, I remember that. That during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he, the Qadr of Allah, is written for us in our following year. So this coronavirus was in the mind of Allah from last year. This is not something just on a, what do they call it, conspiracy theory level. No, this is something that Allah wrote for us. And this is very, it's a very beautiful time in my mind because usually we drove in crowds. We become like cattle. Even in Ramadan, we run to the masjid and we wear our fine clothes and we do this and we do things to be seen of people so often in our lives.
That's right.
But this year, we can't do that. So if we're fasting, it's to Allah. If we're being good to our families, it's in front of Allah. If we're everything we do, if we don't fast, and not because of sickness or because of circumstance, but if we don't fast because it's like, you know what, nobody, you know, look at the way life is today. It's hard for me. It's too hard. Allah is seeing this, and he's able to weed out those who are and those who are not, and this is a perfect time, alhamdulillah. Another thing is that we want to be, you know, and please let me know if I'm taking too much time.
Well,
we want to make sure that we set goals. Because the man / woman, because whenever you use the word man in Arabic, it includes woman. So when man starts something, he should start small goals. If man fails to plan, he's planning to fail. So we want to set some goals, but let our goals be modest. Don't let them be huge goals that we really can't attain, because Allah also says, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, says that Allah loves those small actions that we do consistently over and over and over and over again, rather than big things that we do and we're challenged by it and then we never go back to it. Let me see what else I have written.
So Aisha, the time limit,
yes.
We'll get back around to you if we can. I have something I need to say. I'm being very generous in letting others talk much, but I don't want the brother to wait, you know, to the last to bring me on, and I have 5 minutes. and can't get out what Allah have revealed to me. Okay? And you hear what you heard me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. I want to say that Allah says in the Quran, and this is very, very important, this is the most important words that Allah say in his book, the Quran. All of the Quran is important, but these are the most important words. First of all, Allah says, hard to do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Then Allah say he revealed the Quran in the night of power as a healing for the diseases in the hearts of human beings, mankind, us. And then I want to go to the Quran. This is just briefly, but I'm taking my time because, like I said, I'm allowing everybody else to speak, and I appreciate you all. Help. Allah says in the Quran, this is a surah called Ar-Ra'd, the thunder. It says, Allah says, for him, Allah alone is prayer. In truth, Allah says, any others that they, human beings, call upon besides Allah, hear them no more than if they were to stretch forth their hands for water to reach their mouth, but it reaches them not. For the prayer of those without faith is nothing but futile emptiness wandering in their mind. Whatever beings there are in the heavens and earth, the earth, do prostrate themselves, bow down to Allah, acknowledging subjection with goodwill. See, that's very important. We have to have goodwill. Goodwill, if you take one O out of good, you got God. God's will. Or in spite of themselves, so do their shadows. Say, even our shadows worship Allah. And I think I heard Brother Larry talk about that one time about how our shadows, you know, worship Allah too, you know. When our shadow be by and with us. And we can see that sometimes in the morning and in the evening. And this concludes what I want to say, and that is that Allah say he, Allah is the Lord and sustainer of the heavens and the earth. Say, Allah is the one. Do ye then take for worship protectors other than Allah, such as have no power either for good or for harm to themselves? Say not, say, are the blind equal with those who see? Or the depths of darkness equal with light? Or do they assign to Allah partners who have created anything as Allah has created, so that the creation seems to them similar to what Allah has created? Say, Allah alone is the creator of all things in the heavens and the earth. Allah is the one, the supreme, and the irresistible. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. You are listening to the reality of the Creator. And today's show, today's Bod Talk show, the title is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. And we are dropping a lot of jewels today, a lot of important pieces of information. Excuse me. That we could all hear, and hopefully, you know, the prayers that we all benefit from what we're hearing, and it doesn't just bounce off of us. That we could take it and take it to heart and grow from it and benefit from the good things. And then any mistakes we made, of course, we ask Allah to forgive us, and you know, we ask the people, anyone who's listening, to forgive any mistakes that we make. But the good things need to be taken to heart. And whenever, you know, you're reading from Quran, like Imam Shahid likes to do often, it just humbles you, because there's nothing you can, you know, there's all you can do is listen. All you can do is gain from hearing the Quran. And even if you've read it, the same verses, sometimes just hearing someone else read them, you know, you hear them differently. And that's another just miracle of the Quran. It'll give you, it'll just keep giving, you know, it'll just continue to give you new vision, new guidance, new angle of seeing something, even though you may have heard it before. And that's why that remember, it says a reminder benefits the believer. And alhamdulillah, I want to thank all the callers so far. I mean, you've just been wonderful. You know, Sister Isla from or Brother Larry, and definitely Dr. Aisha, thank you for, you know, for those beautiful comments and taking notes, you know. And that prevention can be better than the cure. Prevention is much better. So, which is one of the statements that the good doctor said also, that we got to try to take to heart. And from Imam Shahid Shabazz, says it regularly, if you know what to avoid and you avoid it, I would think in the level of things that that's better than doing the thing and finding out later, oh, this was wrong. Of course, you could always ask Allah to forgive you. But if you know that that gun is dangerous and you know what it's capable of, that if you know, pull this lever, that a projectile is going to shoot out the other end and could kill somebody, and you avoid touching it in the first place, I think you're better than picking it up and shooting the doggone thing and then asking Allah to forgive you. And of course, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. He's the most gracious, the most merciful. He is the forgiving. He is mercy. Allah is all of that. But us as mankind, we're ignorant. We're ignorant without Quran and Sunnah. We're ignorant. We know nothing. Anything that we think we know, we don't even know it correctly without Quran and Sunnah. That's why you hear Imam Shahid Shabazz say all the time that this is just a mirage. This whole life, this phone we're talking on, this computer that you, none of it exists. This, none of it is really important, because Allah just puts all of this here for us as a test so that we could learn, so that we could avoid the pitfalls of the people before us, the people who came before us. We can look at their mistakes. We can look at the ignorance that they do and not be ignorant enough to follow the same footsteps off the same cliff and fall down into the same hole that they fell into. You know, guidance is not a thing that says, oh, well, if 100 people did it, it must be right. That's not guidance. Guidance doesn't say, oh, the majority is doing it, it must be right.
No. That's right.
Guidance from Allah says, this is what Allah says. This is what's right. Break yourself against this. Pick a side. Choose to follow or choose not to. This is what is correct, because that's what Allah says. And then you, you know, either choose to follow it or choose to have your own opinion or choose to think you need to add, oh, Allah didn't give me the whole picture. Let me add E, A, B, and C to it, you know, or E, F, and G to it. Let me add to it because, you know, the Prophet didn't give me everything I needed. So there's a lot of wisdom in someone who can find the preventative measures to avoid the pit holes, to avoid hurting themselves, to avoid. And this purification, this enlightenment, this guidance says, hey, we definitely don't want to fall into the pit hole of worshiping something besides Allah. That's a wide open pit hole. But how many avenues are there? How many lanes are there to worshiping something besides Allah? There's a lot of them. So we need to be careful from all of them. Like this coronavirus, how many ways of spreading this disease is there? Millions of ways. We need to know what they are so that we could avoid them, right? So that one person doesn't think, oh, well, you can't catch it this way. How do you know that? You checked? You know it? You just think so? It's you're just giving us information from pure ignorance. My uncle said, oh, really? Was your uncle a doctor? Your uncle studied these things? So the Quran is our guidance. We don't need, there's no smarter book, no truer book on planet Earth. What we
That's
need
correct.
To do is, absolutely, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. And what we need to do is try our best to understand the information that's in the last book that mankind is ever going to receive for guidance. Mankind
That's right.
is not going to receive any more books for guidance outside of the Quran from Allah. other people, other humans. Imam Shahid could write a book. Dr. Aisha could write a book. Sister Isla could write a book. We could write, anybody could write a book to say, okay, this is the translation. This is what Allah is saying in his book and give us additional guidance. But we're not going to get any more guidance from Allah. The Quran is the last book that we're going to get. And to not find every piece of information that we can from that book, attribution to our ignorance.
That's right.
It's just, right? It's us thinking that we don't need it. We don't need
That's
that
right.
guidance. Because, yeah, and that would be nuts for us. We would, as human beings, we know that we need every letter, every dot, every T, every cross T and every dotted I, every guidance, piece of guidance that's in the book so that we can understand, you know, alhamdulillah. So again, this is the reality of the Creator. Our topic today is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual guidance. We have about 20 minutes left in the show, so we still have some good, decent time left. And I want to turn the mic back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Brother Larry in particular for you still joining us. We had a misunderstanding, but we should be bigger than ourselves. And if we put Allah above ourselves, then Allah said he created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other, not hate and despise one another. And Allah says, in the Quran also, so that the differences that we have shouldn't make us, not want to continue to love each other and to help each other in the good. It should draw us closer because we know that Allah knows all. We, like brother and me, ma'am said, Kareem, we know nothing. So I know nothing, but we, like brother Kareem was saying, Allah say in the Quran also, whose word can be truer than Allah's? No one. Allah's all-knowing. So that's self-explanatory. All-knowing, we don't, nothing Allah created knows anything, not even the angels. Allah have all the knowledge in the heavens and earth. I want to read from the Quran briefly here. This is very important during this great month of Ramadan. Allah says here in the Surah Arad, Thunder, the sin and the blind are not alike, nor are those blessed with faith in Allah and those without faith in Allah. Allah say, the former seek Allah. That is those who are, Allah say is the sin. We seek Allah's guidance. And as the brother say, we know that without Allah's guidance, we can get no guidance from nowhere else. And Allah say, when we obtain his guidance, we obtain peace in our heart, and Allah say he blesses us, our hearts, with his peace, and he say, and a final home of rest from all of this evil, as the brother said, returning. I like the way he broke that down. Returning back to Allah means we was once with Allah. So we're returning back home if we make it back home, one of the fortunate ones to make it back home to Allah. We're just going back home, but home, there's no dying no more. There's no more evil, no more killing, no more coronavirus, AIDS, or none of these diseases and things of this illusionary evil world, Allah say. Allah say those who reject him, the blind, they're in a state of a curse. And he say their end is terrible. Allah said if he postpones in his wisdom, postpones retribution of their punishment, it is only for a time. Allah said his promise never fails. Allah said his promise to clean up this earth. It's going to come to pass. We might not, neither one of us on this show, no certain individual might not be around to see it, but Allah's word can't fail. So Allah's promised to purify this world and make this world good as he did when he created this world, the heavens and the earth in the beginning. So Allah say, in all things, it is for Allah to command. Now, I want to say that because me and Sister Issa talked about this and And there's some more people. You see people everywhere you go look like they're in the examining room in the hospital, buying all the food in the stores. They're concerned about trying to preserve their body and not their soul. They don't realize, as we were saying too, if Allah wants you to get the virus, I don't care how much preventiveness you do, you gonna get the virus. If Allah wants you to get it, you can take all them preventive measures, you're gonna get it. So people have got their mind on the physical. I don't want to die, you know. And a lot of people say they want to go to heaven. But how are you going to go to heaven if you don't die? And it don't necessarily mean just die physically to go to the eternal heaven of Allah. Allah gave us heaven right here on earth. When he gave you his, put his spirit in us, he gave us some of his heaven, heavenly peace on earth. But when we turn away from Allah, we go away from his peace and we go into our own self-destruction and the destruction of each other. So that's basically all I want to say. I want to give Dr. Aisha love at this time if she wants to make another comment, but keep it brief, sister, because we only have a few more minutes. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. Thank you very much. I just want to make a comment. What our host said something in regards to the last book of guidance for humanity. And Allah says he guides everyone, every single human being. He guides to the truth. We either obey or disobey. And that's the term that he says in the Quran. There are those who say we hear and we obey.
Obey.
And there are some of those who say we hear and we disobey. Isn't it a blessing, the last book, and we have been blessed to submit enough to be able to see the truth and to submit to the truth. That
yes.
doesn't mean that we're scot-free and that we're not going to be judged, because we might be judged harder because we do know this is the truth. And so also want to just say one last thing. Ramadan is not just for the believer or the Muslim. Ramadan and the Quran is for all of humanity. I talked with Brother Shahid the other day, and I know he mentioned that many non-Muslims will be fasting along with the Muslims.
That's right.
So this is for everybody, and may Allah guide all of humanity. And with that, I'm out. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And thank you for those powerful words of Allah's hikmah, divine wisdom. That's right. And I just want to say this briefly to Brother Larry. You, my beloved brother, you can continue to listen. I ask you because Allah said, if you save one soul, it's as if though you save the soul of all the people on the earth. And I'm saying this to say that everybody means, like Sister Aisha, doctor in California, the Quran, this program we are on, is for everybody. It is not just for Muslims. And it was made so clearly, especially the last led by Sister Aisha Love out of California. So we need to understand that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, he was the last prophet Allah sent to mankind. This is what would have said in the Quran, not the Muslim, but mankind. So humankind. So this is the last book of Revelation, and it confirms, Brother Larry and others, it's got all the revelations that Allah revealed to all the other prophets so that their people could come back to Allah straightway. And I want to say this, if I can say it briefly, and kind of swiftly because of time. Allah says in the opening of his book, he says, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the what? Straightway, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor, your grace and mercy, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not choose not to go astray from your straight path after you have guided them. I mean, so I'm finished. I don't know how much time we have, brother, but if Brother Larry have a comment or want to say something, I would like for him to come on if it ain't for the minute, if he wants to.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, you are listening to the reality of the Creator. Today's topic is Ramadan, a month of purification and spiritual enlightenment. We do have about a little over 10 minutes left on the program. I did want to read a hadith, inshallah, there's one in Bukhari and one in Muslim. It's the same hadith, but just different narrations. And it's just about how Allah is, how much Allah loves us. So how much the Creator gave us this book of guidance out of love for every single one of us individually. Every single one of us individually. Allah says in his book, and this is the narration in Bukhari, this is the shorter narration, that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, said, Allah says, all right, so it's a hadith Qudsi, when Allah says it, but it's in a hadith, it's not Quran. When a slave of mine draws near to me, I draw near to him a cubit. A span might be a hand's length, and a cubit might be from the tip of your finger to your elbow. I draw near to him a cubit. So Allah draws near to many more times. And if he draws near to me a cubit, I draw near to him a fathom. So you might come from just a step closer to Allah. That's not even a footstep. From the tip of your finger to your elbow, you step a cubit, and Allah comes a fathom, which would be like a mile or more. And Allah knows best. I draw near to him a fathom. And if he comes to me walking, I go to him running. So our return, this return that we're talking about, getting back near to what's correct, getting closer to Allah. Allah is so pleased with us when we do that, that it's beyond what we could comprehend. And when it's coming from the greatest, the creator of the world, the greatest, there's nothing greater than Allah. Allah is more pleased with us. Your mind can only say, you could only humble yourself in that. Another hadith, a narration, Allah, the exalted and the glorious, says, I live in the thought of my servant, and I am with him as he remembers me. So as we remember Allah, Allah is with us in that way. By Allah, the Holy Prophet further said, he added to this, by Allah, Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his servant than with one of you, than if one of you would on finding his camel that he lost in a waterless desert. So this is a person who's in the middle of a desert, walking with his camel, nothing for miles around, and then his camel runs off and leaves him. And then he finds that camel, because he's dead without that camel. You can't even, you can't make it through the desert without water, and your camel had all your belongings on it, and you lost camel, you're dead. So Allah said, the Prophet said, Allah is more pleased. He says, by Allah, Allah is more pleased with the repentance of his servant. When we repent, when we come back to Allah, he's more pleased with the repentance of his servant. What one of you would do on finding the lost camel in the waterless desert. And when he draws near me, capital me, for Allah, when we draw near Allah by the span of his hand, I draw near to him the length of a cubit. And when he draws near to me the length of a cubit, I draw near to him by the length of a fathom. And when he draws near to me walking, I draw close to him hurriedly. So our return, our repentance, our seeking nearness to the creator of the heaven and earth through his guidance, which is the book that he's enlightened us with, through the Quran, and not through means of whatever we think, our own opinions, what our cousins and brothers and sisters and grandparents did, but nearness to Allah through his guidance, which is the Quran. Allah draws closer to us by many, many more times that. And when we go to Allah and ask for forgiveness, he's more pleased with us than we would be finding our lost camel in a waterless desert. Our lost camel in a waterless desert. Allah is more pleased with us than that. So there's nothing but good for us in returning
Brother
to Allah.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
I don't mean to cut you, but I know the time is fleeting. I don't know how much time we have left. I want to say a prayer.
Okay. Seven minutes. Seven minutes.
Oh, okay. I wanted to say one thing briefly. It's very briefly, but it's very profound. Allah says of all human beings, he say, if you want to meet him on the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, the judgment day, he say, he want to meet you. And Allah said, if you don't want to meet him, he don't want to meet you. So, people, what is our creator saying to us? He's saying that he don't want nobody to go astray. He don't want nobody to go to hell. So he don't want to meet those people who got to go to the hellfire because they chose to follow their will in this short time he gave us here on earth rather than the will of Allah completely. Not doing it when they want, taking some of what Allah said and leave what some. Because you got most Muslims like that in the world today. That's why the religious people are the so-called godly people more responsible for this virus than those who are out there sinning and might have got the virus by sinning. Why? Because Allah say the religious communities are supposed to warn the people of the reality of their creator and know that that there is a creator. And like the brother say, that if you repent to him, he'll forgive you. And he say, yeah, I bless you. Allah say, if you repent and you're sincere, he'll bless you and he will give you a new life, a life that's good and pure. So this month represents that. And the Quran is just so full of simplicity. I try to encourage people, all the people I can, to read the Quran, you know, and you don't have to be a Muslim, and but every people know this. On the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, every human being going to be judged by the Quran, because the Quran is the book of those who say they follow Jesus. The Quran is the book that he brought. The Injil, the Quran is the book that Prophet Moses brought to his people, the Torah, the Quran got the revelations of all of these books in the book of Father Abu Ibrahim, peace be upon them all. The Quran got the truth of all the messages and prophets, and the Quran is the only way out, not only from a coronavirus, but from all the diseases in our hearts that we manifest when we sin and we bring the evil on ourselves. So I'll stop there. And if Sister Isma got a comment briefly, I would like to hear from her.
Okay, brother. We have about 3 minutes left. So if you want Sister Isma to give the closing dua, that would, alhamdulillah, we would definitely have time for that. Let me just find Sister Isma here. Somebody raised their hand at 336. There's a few hands raised, but inshallah, we are at the last 3 minutes of the show. Sister Isla, are you still on?
Yes, I am, yes. And I just had a quick comment, a reminder to say that
is that surely men do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. And in remembering the Allah during the month of Ramadan, we usually go to the masjid and study Quran together. But we can do the same thing at home. We call each other and study the Quran together from our homes. That is our first masjid. And I want to remind us of that, you know, that we still should be sharing our studies with each other, whether we can go to the building, the masjid, the building or not. Go to our first masjid, our homes, and call each other and study our Qurans together. That was the reminder that I that really wanted to say. We must remember that we've seen the guidance, direct guidance from Allah in studying the Quran, and we should try to sincerely study with understanding and sharing it when we study during the month of Ramadan.
That's right. Thank you. So that was beautiful. Thank you. That reminded us, you say, benefits to believer. So, brother, is the show over now?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. We have time for Fatiha. There's 1 minute left, inshallah.
I would like to say a closing prayer.
Go ahead.
You said we have 1 minute, right?
Yeah, you have time. You have 1 minute, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. I just want to say, oh Allah, creator of the heavens and earth, forgive us, as Brother Kareem always often say, if we said anything that wasn't your truth, but guide us, Allah, on your straight path, because if you don't give us guidance, nothing can give us guidance. And I want to say, Allah bless everybody that came on the show today. And that sister Aisha said, bless humanity to realize you're trying to get their attention so they won't continue to destroy themselves with this virus. It's a purification. Because when we come back to you, and like Sister Aisha Love said, Ramadan really do means the burning. And burning, people kill over gold. But do you know gold has to be put under fire to be purified, to be pure gold. So our hearts have to be purified in order to for Allah to accept us. He say you are only the pure heart will return to Him in this heaven. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Jazakallah khairun. Allah accept. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfills all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. Humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one
can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheap, and tricks or lies. Yes, you are the star that lights the sky. So many